There was a young man up in the mountains. This man had been up there for a few days and he ran out of food and very hungry. He was disoriented and found himself lost. And he comes upon an old woman up in the mountains. And he goes to the old woman and he says, "Grandmother, is there anything in your bag that I can eat? I'm lost and I haven't eaten for a couple days." Without a word, grandmother opens up her bag and she's looking for food. And the young man looks inside of the bag and he sees a stone. He sees a precious stone. He knows that this stone will supply all of his needs for his entire lifetime and into the life of his children. And he says, "Grandmother, that stone, can I have that stone?" The grandmother, without hesitation, takes the stone out of her bag and she gives it to him. And the young man runs off down the mountain without even getting food and finds his way back to his village and his people. A short time later, this young man returns up into the mountains and he hunts and looks and searches until he finds the old woman. And he says to the old woman, "Grandmother, grandmother." She turns, she says, "Son," she says, "you're still here? Why have you returned?" He says, "Grandmother, here," and he opens his hand and he returns the stone to her, that precious stone. And he says, "Take this." And grandmother says, "Why? Why are you giving this back to me?" And the young man says to her, from the depth of his heart, he says, "Grandmother, you gave me this stone with such ease, knowing how precious it was. I want to return this to you because I want you to give to me that which is in you that so easily gives away that which is so precious." And that is the essence of what an elder is. It's the essence of the responsibility of an elder to the young people, to assist them in their journey to become who they are, no matter where they are. Our job is to make that transition easier. These are my words. I'm Gregory E. Woods, Don Wolf, Keeper of Stories. I hope.